But anyway, who else we got here?
Okay. Some
more happenings. We had pole smokers getting
this one's for anus expander. Like, dude, stop straddling the fence, man. Just, you know, pole's not for you, just or it is for you, you know. Like, don't talk about how great it is while you're hanging out in T-Lol. It's like, you know, that shit's gay. It's like, I'm pretty sure AOU hates you, so I would just close your account and stop talking about
it. Yeah, if you've been over on Vote, and if not AOU, then at least one of his training jannies monitors the chat. And if he knows you've been over here, it's over, man. That's funny because he had this fucking awful line. It was either him or the other pole smoker who's been hanging out in there. He's like, well, I know that pole's gay, but is it too gay or not gay enough? I don't know. Like, all right, faggot. That's hilarious, but pick a fucking street here.
And then, you know, he's also one of those Stockholm Syndrome members, right? Because he has like a retard pep tag, you know? So it's like, I don't know.
Now, see, I don't know what a pep tag is. You'll have to...
Pep, you know, the Pepe the Frog. I just spelled it wrong in the notes.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the one with the drooling.
Yeah,
drooling so pep. Yeah, so
that's AOU's opinion of them.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, I was talking in the chat, just trying to understand like what this guy's all about, and I think he's just really angry, probably because he hasn't expanded any anuses lately, and that's just my sum of him.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're not on pole, then you're deprived of that sort of thing, I would imagine. And then we got Krusty Shellback, who I believe to be probably one of the pole chat mods. I think it would have to be, because every time I take a little jaunt over there and see what's going on, a little friendly banter. And immediately get banned, of course. They're a bunch of fucking pussies. This Shellback guy will immediately come prancing over to the T-Lol chat and like start complaining about me being over there. So I'm pretty sure it has to be either like the retarded boomer mod or one of the other ones that just kind of lurks. But it's pretty funny. Like, you could set your clock to this shit. It's every time.
Yeah, it's definitely it's either one of the groupies or the jannies for sure.
Yeah, definitely. But it's funny because, you know, in the context of what we were saying about, you know, Anus Expander and what's that other guy? I forget his name. There's a couple of them now. It's so fucking hilarious to me that they have to run over to Vote Chat to, like, say what they want to say because they know they can't say it in Poll Chat. How fucking pathetic is that?
Yeah, it's just, I guess that's the right term for ironic there, right? I believe the appropriate use.
Yeah, a healthy dose of irony, too. Yeah. You know, they crow about how great their fucking little pole circle jerk is, but then if they want to say anything of any substance, they have to come over here to do it because they know their own chat won't let them. Yeah, you hate to see it.
I don't bother joining the pole chat because like after I got banned, I was like, it's too much effort to set up another Element account all the time. But I did join after I uploaded episode 8. And I was instantly banned, basically. I think it was like about 2 minutes, maybe. And I didn't say anything. I just joined the general room. And
No, you can't do that because then they'll think that you're me.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. And then, I caught them in the middle of a conversation saying, "Oh, he uploaded it to the episode to vid8 again. Fuck him. We're gonna delete that shit." And they deleted the video. And that was probably the fastest I've seen them delete it, actually.
Of course they did. A bunch of fucking faggot pussies. Yeah. I mean, name a more fragile group of faggots than the fucking pole chat.
I mean, I just can't. I mean, yeah. I mean, yeah. I guess like fragile is a good way to describe them because like they really don't like any non-dissenters. You know, it's like they have just their own current thing. It's not the same current thing as like, you know, what Biden wants us to think, but they have their own current thing. If you're not part of that,
it doesn't even really matter what it is. They just cannot handle the banter. It's like a classic like coward. They can't handle any kind of like anything from good old fashioned ribbon to calling them fags, like the typical shit that you and I or anyone on T-Lol would just shrug off without a thought. It like legitimately injures them to the point that you can pop in months later and find them still.
Yeah, and
talking
that's
about
the opposite
it.
Of like what a vote user is supposed to be. They're supposed to be like immune to feeling, you know, to being, you know, to anything like triggering them on the internet, right? Nothing triggers them. That's like the premise, right?
Yeah, and you need like brutal banter like that online to keep your sharp and to like hone your thinking down.
Yeah, and it's fun. Yeah.
And it's fun. There's also that, you know, that doesn't hurt either.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you're going to be a bunch of fragile ass pussies, you're never going to learn to think concisely or to make points in a convincing way or any of that shit.
Yeah, if you want to,
because why would you?
If you want to save space, there's plenty of other places on the internet for you. You know, it's like,
yeah, there's the entire rest of the internet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just one more thing I want to mention that just so reminds you of something. So, you know, AOU, as we said before, is known for like, you know, banning someone by basically changing their password, right, and not telling anyone.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So on the vid8, they didn't do that with my account, but instead they just keep renaming my username so it breaks our links. You know, it's like, it's just so fucking Jewy, right? I mean, there's no other way to describe it. It's just super Jewy, you know?
Yeah, like, that's gay as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, God. But I'm going to keep uploading to it because I do enjoy pissing them off, so.
Yeah, it's good for a laugh. Yeah. Pathetic people like that, I mean, at a certain point, you just have to poke them and watch them freak out and just get a little bit of enjoyment out of it.
And plus, we got a lot of views on vid8 back in the day, too. We'd get like 50 to 70 views. And like, so it's kind
yeah,
of a
it's
shame
funny
that
because
it gets killed.
Yeah, I would post the link in the chat and it wouldn't be there for very long. But from it just being there for a short amount of time, we would rack up a bunch of extra views, which I find quite amusing.
Yeah.
People are starved for good shit, apparently.
Yeah, and if I made like yet another poll account for the website and I posted a link there, that would be an instant ban. Or at least at the very least, yeah. Shlomo tag. You know, it's like they would not tolerate it. It's like, I don't know
yeah,
why.
Yeah, well, fuck them. Let them stew in their own bullshit.